This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin.
This afternoon, a state district judge ruled that members of the troubled Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund can vote on proposed benefit cuts. Some firefighters and police officers had filed a lawsuit in part to block members from voting on the cuts. The pension fund has been struggling, and some worry it could ultimately bankrupt the city. Tristan Hallman is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News, and he's here to help untangle all of this. Tristan Hallman, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
How did the fund get into this mess in the first place?
They invested a lot in risky real estate investments. What happened was they were valuing them at the cost that they paid for them and not the actual value. So once the new fund administration came in and they ripped the Band-Aid off and said, look, we don't have as much money as we think we have. Our investments are not solid. They're not bringing in the returns we want. They're in a lot of trouble.
The leaders of the Police and Fire Pension Fund are asking the city for $1 billion. That's a huge amount of money. What do city leaders, the mayor and council members, say about this potential bailout?
The mayor obviously does not want to pay that amount of money. There's a lot of city council members that don't want to pay $1 billion. And so there are other options, too. There's options of paying money over time. They obviously want the current benefit cuts that they're actually voting on, that the members are voting on, are not really what they want to see. They want to see more. They want to see deeper cuts.
What other options are there for the fund other than asking for a big check from the city?
The problem is the city hasn't offered a solution yet, at least publicly. You know, there's not a whole lot that can be done. There's no easy fix here. You know, some have proposed 401ks, which as an alternative, that's not a very popular political decision, and it would meet stiff pushback. It takes the risk off taxpayers and puts it on the individual members. I mean, it's on your retirement account. You could lose it. You're not guaranteed anything in the end.
Another new problem for the pension fund, police and fire employees have been withdrawing as much cash as they can while they can. They've taken out $500 million just this year in what's called drop withdrawals. Why this run on the bank?
Drop is basically a system that you have where officers who, firefighters, usually 20-year veterans or more, they officially, quote-unquote, retire in the eyes of the pension plan. So they're not credited any future benefits on pay raises or anything like that. But they receive, as they, quote-unquote, retire, their checks. But their checks go not to them, but to their drop account. So those accrue. And for years and years, they guaranteed interest rates of above 8%. So that is much higher than obviously the market returns. And for a while, you know, it worked because they were earning more returns. But some of that is questionable because obviously there was write downs in their real estate value. And some of the fund's returns over the years were not real. They weren't real investment returns. But they will have to at some point start selling off assets to pay for the drop withdrawals.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings wants to stop those withdrawals. What are his concerns?
The withdrawals could jeopardize the system as a whole. I mean, if you have to start selling off assets, the current police and firefighters who are not in drop are the ones that are hurt. And so if they have to sell these assets to pay off to pay off the drop withdrawals, then they don't have enough money to continue paying out regular benefits. And that's going to speed up the time in which they become insolvent. It's also going to increase the amount of money they're going to want from the city.
At what point do I, John Q. Citizen, start getting worried about this?
You should be worried about it now. This is something that is going to affect everyone who lives in Dallas. You have to imagine that there's going to be some tax implications from this. There's going to be at least some fees. The city knows they're going to have to pay money that they have to if they want to have secure retirements for police and firefighters. It also affects you if you want police and firefighters. I mean, a lot are retiring or quitting just because of this pension issue, because they can withdraw their money and get out and make sure that they're personally financially safe, and you're losing experience from police officers and firefighters in the process. And we haven't been able to hire as many to replace them. So it's a big problem. And that's why the city knows that they have to contribute money, because we need public safety.
Tristan Hallman is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.